Hey, it's Turner, and I'm hanging out with Joel from Walk Off the Earth. Joel, quick question. How's your day been so far?
Good, man. You know, as a musician, 9:30 is basically, it's hard right now. I'm having a hard time, but I'm making it work. We got to fly to Vancouver today for a festival, so up early, half awake, half alive, but I'm here.
No worries, and I'm sending you strength. I hope you can, you know, survive this long day, especially because 9:30 is quite early. Quick questions for you. You're coming to town for Rock on the River. Have you been on tour in Timmins before?
You know what, man? We have not. Last year, we reached up as far as Kirkland Lake. We did the homecoming last year up there, and we heard a lot of great things about Timmins just a little further up. We haven't made it there yet, so this will be our inaugural Timmins experience. We are very excited.
Well, and we're excited to have you, beyond excited. And one of your go-to openers, Scott Hellman, will be opening up for you guys too, which is super exciting.
Scotty boy, he's our guy. I mean, we haven't really crossed paths with him in a live performance since last summer as well. I think maybe Burlington Sound of Music or one of those was the last time we actually played with him, but that'll be wonderful. Yeah, we a few years back, we actually brought him out on both a U.S. and a European tour of ours, and he's just the best guy, and we love him and his whole crew, so that'll be great to see him again.
And it'll be great to see y'all all up on stage as well. So so apart from what you guys are up to these days, just a quick question on your big break. Who was it that chose to cover somebody that I used to know?
That was our mad scientist Johnny. He had this. I forget how we actually stumbled upon the song, but at that time, you know, the single had already kind of had its own rise and fall over in Europe and in Australia, where the artist Goche is from. It was kind of already done, and we kind of discovered it. It never really got the chance over in North America, so we thought, you know what, let's give this a shot, and maybe this will get a little bit of traction, and maybe help bring the song over here in general. Little did we know, it would explode our careers and wind up leading Goche. Not that we're trying to take all the credit, but lead Goche to get the single of the year Grammy that year. I mean, it was just a total. That year was insane. Like it's basically, it was a shot in the dark and a hope and one of those gut feelings that the song was maybe going to work out. And next thing you know, it's a full time job for us, and we're there. Yeah, out of nowhere, you know. Thank you, internet.
gotta thank the internet for that one.
Oh man!
And speaking of the internet, actually, when it comes to your music videos, how long does it take to get it all perfectly synced before you go for your one take? Because I've noticed that some of them seem to be in one take.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are, right? We've kind of, for better or for worse, we've kind of made that our thing. So it's certainly made for some pretty hectic videos. There's some videos where we look very focused and concentrated, where if you go back to the original, the beginning takes, we're all smiling, having a great time, and then, you know, 50, 100 takes later, we're just like, okay, let's do this. Let's get in the zone. No messing around. Let's just get it done. It's not easy, man. Yeah, we do a lot of prep. We've got better over the years at setting up the prep. Like that first Five People, One Guitar video, we actually literally just piled in at Johnny's house with a general idea of what was going to happen. But even at that time, for example, Taylor, Beard Guy, wasn't even going to be in the video. So we can't really imagine where we'd be right now without our viral kryptonite in Beard Guy. But we used to basically just get in a room and spend literally 12 plus hours kind of working out parts and seeing what works best. And these days we've gotten a little better. We have a bit of a crew together now, and we'll get in at least the day before and start to really plan it out, because you kind of torture yourself when you get in and put all that pressure on, you know. Plus, not to mention just arranging it and getting all the parts worked out, but then actually getting into the multitude of takes that are required. So you guys only see one take when we put our videos up, but that's realistically is going to be anywhere from take 50 to take 100 or beyond. It's kind of ridiculous.
That does sound quite insane. I don't know how you can keep up with that, doing it 100 times.
Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, we kind of not boxed ourselves in, but we kind of set a certain standard where the fans love to see. It's funny, you know, we've been so fortunate to have access to larger budgets for videos and do some, you know, more full production videos, which is fantastic. But I feel like our core fan base always just loves to see us kind of strip it right back down to that DIY kind of thing, where we basically just throw a camera down and in one take, just go for it.
No, that's fair. And before your original music had hit the charts and has been successful in Canada in particular, which it's been fantastic listening to you guys, you know, from the get go. Beforehand, when you were trying to figure out which song you were going to cover, how did that come along? Had, like, what's the group decision there?
Are we talking just back to that first guitar video?
Not necessarily the first one, but like I've seen, I've seen you guys when you were co-headlining with Mariana's Trench back in 2016 when I lived in Vancouver. And you did Adele, and I was like, oh, well, I wasn't expecting that today. That was nice.
Right.
So how do you come up with what you guys end up covering?
You know what, man? We'll just be like, we have a group text that we use, and we'll just like, we'll all throw down. Somebody hears a new song or sees a new music video of a song that no one's really heard yet, or even if it's one, if it's an old favorite. We've done a few of those as well. Somebody will wind up just throwing an idea down, and myself or G or someone else will start to get a bit of an arrangement idea and maybe even kind of cook up with software a little bit of a rough track for us to kind of go off and say, you know what, yeah, this actually feels like a pretty good fit for us. Let's give it a shot. You know, I think it has to be, we all love great songs. It doesn't matter the genre. You know, we're all just music lovers first and foremost. So I think you need that kind of gut response to a song. And if we've had instances before where we go in and we have that gut response, but we realize that we can't put enough of our boat spin on a song, then we won't do it. You know, we've had a few where we weren't able to kind of carry it all the way through for that reason. But 9 times out of 10, there's a lot to be said for just doing it. Nike had it right. Just doing it, just getting it in and figuring it out, and it's done us pretty well.
And when it comes to now writing your own original music, how does the group get together to do that? Is there like a particular member of the group that might kind of spearhead the writing, or is it all one
big... You know what, man, it's kind of different every time as well. Like, again, we're always sending ideas back and forth to one another. Our guy Marshall, for example, who's living out in Los Angeles now, is really kind of plugged into the writing scene out there. So he's doing tons of co-writing out there and sending in a lot of demos that way. I'll cook up stuff at home. You know, Taylor will send in a piano demo. G's always working on stuff. Sarah's always working on stuff. It's a bit different every time. And we like to think that sort of pays into the kind of eclectic nature that this band is kind of, you know, become known for, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Well, I think that's all the questions I got for you, Joel.
Alrighty.
Thanks so much for the call, and enjoy your flight to Vancouver. I look forward to seeing you next week in Timmins.
Thank you, brother. Yes, we are very excited to be out there, and we'll catch you there.